Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you're listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. As you know, each Friday on our show, we have some of the most intriguing individuals. Today is certainly no exception. And it's especially fitting that we have Friday the 13th today. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But before we get into the topic of today and the guests that just have me vibrating with joy all over because I don't even know what to say, I'm so excited, I'll name them in a minute. But before we get there, for us and all of our senses to be truly open and ready for all the information we'll learn today and for us to really take it in, I always like to do a little clearing before we get started. It's a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel that negativity might be clinging on to you. So work with me for just a moment as we will take three deep breaths in from the stomach area, pulling it all the way up towards the chest area. Hold it there and release as hard as you can. One more. Number two, pulling it in. Holding it and release. And I always shake my hands when I do that just in case anything is stuck. And one more time. Hold it and release. Very good. Okay, I think we're ready. And it is my honor, my pleasure. I don't know what else to say. I'm speechless. But today I have with me Leslie Temple Thurston and Brad Laughlin from Core Light. And I am just thrilled for both of you to be here. Leslie and Brad, welcome. And let me just start by asking, how are you today?
Well, I'm just delighted to be here, Natalie. Just absolutely delighted. And I'm sure Brad has the same feeling about it.
Yes. And thanks for having us both on the phone today.
And I feel pretty good today. How about you, Brad?
I'm feeling great, especially now that I'm on the phone with Natalie.
Yes, absolutely.
And I want to just mention to everybody who's listening that this is really a special show because for the first time I'm having two people on at the same time. So this is kind of exciting. And I always start out with a very specific question, even though today we are mostly going to focus on learning about why 2012 is so important. Having two of these wonderful mystics and teachers with us, I do have to ask my regular question. Leslie, if you don't mind, I'll start out with you. That gives Brad a moment to think about it. The question is, how well do you know yourself and how did you get there?
Well, Natalie and everyone, I have spent the last 40 years exploring that question. So it's been my primary focus, I would say. It led me into becoming a spiritual teacher after I had spent quite a number of years on a spiritual journey of awakening. And so I think I know myself pretty well. Mm-hmm. I know my higher self, and I also lived with an ego self, so I know that one too. There's not much of her around anymore. But it's been an a fascinating journey to discover oneself. I have to recommend it.
And I want to thank you, Leslie, because as many people already know who have listened to the show before, I am learning so much from you, especially right now via the book, of course, The Marriage of Spirit and all the processing work. So it is a bit of a roller coaster ride, but I'm trying the best I can on getting to know myself more and more every day as well. So.
That's terrific. I'm so happy to hear that. Life gets immeasurably better when one knows oneself.
Yeah. Well, let me ask Brad, how are you doing knowing yourself?
Well, like Leslie, I've been on this path for many, many years, 25 years or more of self-discovery. And I consider myself a student of the path.
Mm. That's a nice terminology.
Eternal student of the path. So, you know, it's an ongoing journey. And, of course, there are many milestones along the way. And I like to think I know myself well. And then I continually come across another milestone where I know myself even deeper.
Yeah, I found that, especially with some of the processing exercises that I thought, you know, I've gotten to a point where I know myself, and then there's another little wrench that I need to work at. And when I'm thinking about, you know, the path that we're all on, 2012 and the Mayan calendar, you two, of course, are more experts than I am. So why is there such an excitement or such a worry about 2012? I had somebody at a big meeting the other day sort of almost blast all New Age thinkers, as he called it, for just trying to work with the Mayan calendar and interpret it any which way so that at the end we can all look in our crystal ball and say we were right. And I thought that was kind of interesting. But what do you two think about 2012? What is the significance of 2012 for all of us?
Well, Leslie, would you like me to begin?
Yes, you begin. You know, in a simple answer to that question is that it's very multifaceted question, and the answer's equally multifaceted. So Brad and I are going to each, from our own area of expertise, going to share with you what we see.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, please. Brad, get us started. Thank you.
We both have a lot to say. You know, we've taught.
Okay.
We've taught many, many classes on this subject, and so they're literally, you know, we could talk for hours on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Write books on the subject because there's so much to say. But we'll get, you know, we'll cover some of the basic points in the hour that we have with you, Natalie.
Yeah.
So, like Leslie said, you know, there are many ways to approach this. It's funny, I was just talking to somebody on the phone yesterday. I was doing an individual counseling session with somebody, and he said, you know, everybody at my office is talking about 2012, and some people say it's the end of the world. And other people say anyone who has anything to do with talking about 2012 is insane. You know, they're just crazy New Age people. So, you know, there's this huge spectrum of what is this all about? And the truth of it is that there's a lot of fact behind the huge amount of hype. There's both the fact and the hype. And so I'd like to just start by talking a little bit about some of the facts.
Okay.
I know specifically that Leslie wanted to share quite a bit about some of the more mystical aspects of And December 21st of 2012, the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, that's really the pivotal date that so many people are talking about. So we can focus on that date. And the fact is that that date is the end date of one of the Mayan calendars. The Mayans, you know, are an ancient culture. There are still Mayans alive today, so the culture is still alive today. But in its heyday, they developed this extraordinary system of calendars. They had many, many calendars. And when people say the Mayan calendar today, really what they're referring to is the calendar that's known as the Long Count calendar. And According to the Mayan long count calendar, December 21st of 2012 is a day when the Earth and the Sun and the center of our Milky Way galaxy form a very rare alignment. So that's it in a nutshell. That's the fact behind the matter. That is the physical thing that's going to happen on that day. It's also, the fact is that it's the end of a very long cycle, the long count calendar cycle, according to the Mayans. And that's a 5,125-year cycle.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That is long.
Yeah, it is. It's an age. It's what's known as an age. Mm-hmm. And so we're literally at the turning point of an age, and the pivot point is that date of 12/21/2012. So,
Brad, may I interrupt a moment? That 5,000 years is the length of the patriarchal era.
Ooh.
You want to say some more about that, or would you like to...
I don't want to interrupt. I just wanted to point that out. I think it's very significant because there have been other ages. There was the Neolithic age prior to the patriarchal, and before the Neolithic age, there was the Paleolithic age, and they were much longer time frames, the 5,000 years shorter. But it is significant, and we believe that it really is going to usher in the end of the patriarchy.
The patriarchy, just to be clear, just to kind of clarify what Leslie said about patriarchy, what she's referring to is an age that has focused on power. It's focused on power in the world and hierarchy and money. This has been really, if you could sort of encapsulate the qualities of the patriarchal era, that's what it's about.
And if I may interrupt for a second, because this seems to be getting into really fascinating discussion about the age of patriarchy and the values that we have today, we have to go on a short break. So I'm hoping that in the next segment, we're going to hear much more about patriarchy and also, as you pointed out, a little bit about Leslie's understanding of the significance of 2012 from a mystical point of view. So please, everybody, stay tuned as we're just going on a little break right now.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude.
Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guests today are Leslie Temple Thurston and Brett Laughlin from Core Light. And before we get back to the issues, for everybody who's listening, I just want to point out that you can easily get in touch with Core Light and everybody at Core Light. Yeah, they have a website, which is very simple, www.corelight.org. And, of course, you can also find them on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, before the break, we just briefly ended up talking about the age of patriarchy and the values associated with that. Brad, can you help us out a little more understanding the age of patriarchy before we jump into more mystical interpretations of 2012?
Sure. Well, as I said, it's been a 5,000 to 6,000 year cycle. It followed the Neolithic Age. Neolithic Age was characterized by a time when women had a lot of power. It was not a matriarchy per se, but women and men were much more in partnership, much more equality, and there were, the worship of the goddess, let's say. It was quite a worship during that time. And then it shifted, and the last 5,000 years have been about patriarchy. And like I said, that's been an era that the qualities that have been explored during that time have been power, mainly about power and about hierarchy, control, domination, money, those sorts of things. So we see now that this era of patriarchy has sort of reached its crescendo. And I think everybody's wondering where this is going to go. It really is very unsustainable to most people that I know.
Right.
You know, and so we can all feel that there's something coming. You know, something's happening now. A lot of people don't know how to describe it, but most people can feel that something's going to happen. There's got to be an ending to this. It's unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the Mayans predicted the end of the cycle happening in this year, 2012. And so we look, and other indigenous cultures, not just the Mayans, but many other indigenous cultures predicted around this time the end of a cycle. And the important thing to say here is that it's the end of the cycle doesn't mean the end of the world. What it means is an ending always means a beginning. And so the beginning of a new cycle is coming as well, and very many people refer to this new cycle that's being birthed at the moment as a paradigm of the heart, or a new paradigm of heart-centered consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally making a journey through the chakras, and if you look at the Neolithic era as being in the second chakra, where it's about fertility or worship of the goddess, moving up in, 5,000 years ago, we moved up into the third chakra, or patriarchy, and that's been a focus on power. And, of course, power is a third chakra quality. And then as that cycle ends and a new one begins, we move up into yet another cycle, which is the cycle of, you could call it the heart, or focus on love and empathy. So this,
and Brad, that why, the reason why it's called ascension is because we are ascending up through the chakra levels with each age. We complete the consciousness, we complete living out the consciousness of that one particular chakra level. And so we're moving into the heart next.
So what, Leslie, why don't you talk a little bit more about what you know about the heart paradigm and what's coming?
I'm happy to. You weren't quite complete with what you were saying. I was just interjecting.
No, I think it's fine. I feel complete. And
okay.
Can I ask a quick question then? Because of something that you just said, Leslie, you mentioned that ascension means really moving up through the chakras. Does that then mean, since most people are aware of the seven main chakras, does that mean that there are about three more ascension levels for all of us to go through here on Earth?
Yes, there are. And in fact, moving from the third chakra, which is has the solar plexus area of the body where the third chakra is situated in our subtle anatomy, the you know, most people are aware that their third chakra is a center of power. One can generate an enormous amount of power through the third chakra, even women, although the power is lain mostly with the men. It's been pretty much a male-dominated world because the power of this of the third chakra is very much a physical power, and men are able to wield physical power more easily, I guess. Mm-hmm. So then we come to the diaphragm just above the third chakra, and that's just sort of below your breast. So the diaphragm is a tight muscle that literally closes the energy from reaching the heart. It can get through the diaphragm to some extent, but then it can't completely. So the with this shift into the fourth chakra and the fifth, we are going to begin utilizing heart energy in a whole different way than it's ever been used before.
Hmm.
We still use our other chakras, but the third chakra has been the predominant one in this era. The heart chakra was a peripheral chakra, and it wasn't operating to its full extent during patriarchy.
Leslie, are you still there?
Let me go see what's happening.
Okay. While Leslie and Brad are trying to figure out their connection, I do want to let you know about a couple of things that are really crucial when it comes to core light. And one of the things that I mentioned briefly earlier in the introduction, as well as when we were talking about how well we know ourselves, was the training that is being offered by Leslie and Brad and some of the teachers that have gone through the training previously. And this training is called the Spiritual Warrior Training. There are two parts of that. And since on this show we talk a lot about self-inquiry, getting to know ourselves, and other such important parts of our journey, I would recommend that those of you who are intrigued by the idea of getting to know yourself, that you do take a look at the Spiritual Warrior Training course, which is a self-paced online course. There is also an online component where you can, of course, chat with other people. And enrollment for this course is at any time that you feel drawn to it. I have found personally, and everybody that I've talked to, that regardless of how much work you've been doing on your self-inquiry, the processing techniques and the way that Leslie explains it, either in the audio or in the book, The Marriage of Spirit, really helps you process and release even more things or more stuff, for lack of a better term, that does no longer serve you. And I suppose this is especially crucial as we're ascending to the heart level, to the heart chakra, moving forward into 2012. So just take a look at that. As I mentioned before, the website is www.corelight.com. org. And it's just a really fascinating way to get started. So that would be one aspect that I know everybody here could also, of course, benefit from if you have the time and if you are truly committed to getting to know yourself a little better. It's all about the ascension, and the chakras were mentioned earlier. So it's also, of course, all about really clearing and cleansing the chakras in a very deep way. So you might want to take a look at that as you're browsing the internet or as you're trying to connect more with Leslie and Brad at some point in time. It is certainly life-changing. And Leslie, are you back with us right now?
I am.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's probably just the energies. And up here in Maryland, we have a lot of stormy weather right now.
Oh, gosh. So shall I sort of pick up where I left off?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I was trying to describe how the next era is going to be born after 2012. It won't happen overnight. Obviously, we have to still do quite a bit of winding down on the patriarchal era. But the essence, once the heart chakra begins to be the center of our reality, is that humanity will change radically. And that's what delineates one age from another, where we change. I wanted to give the anatomical correlation for these different ages and these different changing series of steps in consciousness, which is part of the ascension. Obviously, after the age of the heart, we will begin to wake up to the higher chakras, and many people are already doing that. Many people are established in the heart chakra rather than the third chakra already. People who've been doing a spiritual journey for, you know, any number of years have learned that the spiritual doorways open most beautifully for oneself as one begins to use one's heart and develop a balanced, centered lifestyle through the heart, where you love and you don't fight and you don't criticize and you forgive and you have compassion. And that's just a small taste of what the reality of the heart will bring us. And I think that we will experience a more beautiful world when we establish in the heart. That's really what my experience has been. As I made my spiritual journey, I went through those doorways into the heart quite a few years ago. And there was a radical change in my awareness of life at that time.
Leslie, I have to interrupt you here for a second, but I hope you will be telling us more about how you stepped through the doors. Right now, we're going to take a little break. So please, everybody, just stay tuned, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Leslie Temple Thurston and Brett Laughlin.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
And we're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Leslie Temple Thurston and Brett Laughlin from Core Light are with us today. And just before the break, Leslie began to talk to us a little bit about the golden era or the era of heart-centered consciousness. Leslie, can you tell us just a little bit more on how this is going to work, the piece about living from the heart, your journey, and I guess the biggest issue for most people is the non-judgment, the not arguing, the so-called human aspects of life, I guess.
The heart is a very new and different lifestyle. It's why people are making the spiritual journey now. Many, many, many people are in this world, more and more every day, because we are being called to dissolve some of the ways in which we see life associated with the patriarchal third chakra, to let those go. And as they melt away, when we choose to let them go, we find that we are actually much more focused on issues of the heart, situations like caring and sharing and being empathetic towards one another, towards strangers even. We're moving into empathy from a sort of apathetic disinterest in our neighbors. In fact, we don't have much connection with our neighbors. We can't relate to strangers very well in the third chakra. We tend to be suspicious of them. We tend to try to compete with them and so on. And being suspicious and aggressive and competitive with strangers, people from other countries, but even our neighbors, you know, in our neighborhoods, people we don't know, we don't feel affection for. And the era of the heart will bring a kind of aliveness into communities where people begin to really get to know each other and start trusting one another. And that's a sure sign of the opening of the heart, when we learn to love our neighbors, as Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that certainly is not happening in this third chakra world that we're living in right now. We rather start a war with our neighbors for all kinds of expedient reasons, and that would never be justified at a heart level. We wouldn't even dream of doing something like that when we're centered in the heart. We really do care about one another. And so it's a radical change. There are other aspects to the change, but that is the most significant, I think, where we just start to see each other with new eyes and want to know one another and admire one another's capacities rather than compete and cut one another off and try to outdo each other. It's such a radical change. It sounds like we're moving into sort of a utopian world, but in fact, it's absolutely alive and well within us, buried deeply in the unconscious parts of our heart, waiting to be triggered by the energies that are coming in from the cosmos that are here to enlighten us. And enlightenment is very much a part of loving and caring, and caring about animals and nature and the way the world is, about the water and not using too much gasoline and or not using gasoline at all, having a gentle footprint on the world because we love her, we love the world, and she supports us. So it's a kind of gentler world we're moving towards, and the awakening comes through letting go of the old ways of being competitive. And the processing that I teach is very much about how do we change ourselves.
Can you talk a little bit more about that, Leslie? Because one thing that I think a lot of people, when they hear you talk, it sounds beautiful, but so many people are stuck on the fear level, on the competition level. So how can people change those patterns? Because I know I have my patterns, you know, even doing work, but how do we get out of these patterns to really be, instead of being afraid of our neighbors, to walk over and offer them a helping hand, for example?
Exactly. We need to work on ourselves. We have an ego, and we have also a higher self. We have most people live in their ego, and it's a sort of an egg. It's well named, actually. It's a protective shell that we keep around ourselves and feel separate from everything else, including other people, except perhaps, you know, family members. But even there are levels of separation. In fact, some people describe the ego as the separate self, the one who can't connect, the one who feels fearful and doesn't feel safe in reaching out. And so the immediate answer to how do we shift into this new heart paradigm is that we have to change the ego structure. That's the essential piece. And fortunately, it's not that difficult. There are ways in which one can analyze and look at the limitations that the 3D ego runs in this world, fear being one of them, and do certain processes that dissolve the 3D ego. You can literally, it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's doable, and it's going to get a lot easier as this year unfolds because the energies are vibrating faster and faster. But you can literally dissolve the old ego and find yourself at a certain point when enough of it has dropped away, you find yourself standing in the heart, looking out through your heart at a born, newborn, beautiful world, because you're no longer in the separate self. The fear is gone. You feel very supported by the love energy and by the love energy of people around you. And, of course, there's a mystical component as well, in that we will find that we can connect with higher beings, mystical beings who perhaps don't have bodies, beings. Some call them ascended masters. Some call them gods and goddesses. It depends what, you know, tradition you've grown up in. But they're also nature spirits. They are. They have been working with us and guiding us through this journey of transformation for many, many, many years. Not everybody has been following that path. Mm-hmm. Many more are signing up for that path daily now as we move towards this new age. And, you know, in new ages, that's not what I'm talking about. We are moving to a new age, which is why that group of people got that name. Mm-hmm. But they saw, and they were guided by channels through whom ascended masters spoke. And it's all valid in its way. My own path has been more of an Eastern yogic path with a bit of Zen and some Buddhism and so on. It's very eclectic. But I've just taken whatever seemed authentic to me and applied it to my life. And these processes have been one of the ways. I was, I had a teacher a long time ago mm-hmm. who introduced me to the concept of the processes, and they were a little simplified back then, although very effective. And over the years, I've evolved new and different ways to use the processes to dissolve the old ego. That's what we're talking about, dissolving the structures of the ego. And you can do that because the truth is you are not the ego. You are really the eternal higher self. There are many different names for it, but that is who your essence is. And the ego is just a cloak that you've pulled around yourself in order to live through this patriarchal era. And we went through a similar shift when we transitioned from the matriarchal era to the patriarchal era. Some people call it the Neolithic. And it wasn't mm-hmm. really matri-dominant. It was much more equality. But it was a very different time. It was the goddess-worshipping time. And before that was the Paleolithic time with the hunter-gatherers. And so...
And before you tell us a little bit more about that, and I think also part of your 1987 experience, which relates probably to the shift that we're facing now, we are going to have to take just another small little break. But we will be right back with Core Light. So please, everybody, stay tuned.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. It's hard to believe that this is our last segment for today because there's so much that Leslie and Brad have to share with us. Before the break, and I'm going to jump right in, Leslie, you had mentioned, of course, some of the processing and just trying to shed the cloak of the ego. You had also mentioned in a number of writings an experience that you had in 1987, which I believe is connected to the shift that we're facing now. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you call the harmonic convergence?
Yes, I'm happy to. I'll keep it as brief as possible. But I also want to mention that I had written the story up for my students a couple of years ago, and we're going to put that as an MP3 download, a free MP3 download on our website. So it'll be available there in the next couple of days. Okay, the story was about the harmonic convergence. a man by the name of Jose Arguelles, had come into the understanding of the 2012 thing much earlier than I knew. I knew there was going to be some big thing happening in 82 about 2012, but I didn't understand what it was about at all. I knew there were going to be difficult times for people in this world, but then came the harmonic convergence. Jose Arguelles put information out about a sort of precursor to 2012, so we could have a taste of it. It was some, I think, 27 years beforehand. It was in 1987, and I was a spiritual student in those days, but I was nearing the end of my journey. I had been guided to have a cave experience, and I was in isolation, in meditation all the time, and I had all my guides were talking to me telepathically, teaching me, and I didn't really leave my my cave was a little apartment in Los Angeles, and I went out to buy food, but I didn't have a life in those days. I was in meditation all the time, and the harmonic convergence rolled around. I had seen it advertised when I went to the health food store, and I sort of poo-pooed it, but my guide said to me, you really should participate in this. I think you won't be disappointed. Mm. So I decided I would drive to Sedona in Arizona, because in the write-up, our Jose Arguelles recommended taking yourself to a power spot, and that was the only one I knew in those days. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and I did experience as though the top of my head came off, and I went into a multidimensional, vast cosmic state during those 4 days. I was very well prepared for it because I'd been in this cave doing nothing but meditating for a while, so I really had a blockbuster experience, harmonic convergence. The thing I really want you to know is that they told us it was a precursor to the 2012 doorway, that in fact we were getting a taste of what our consciousness would become after or during 2012 and the 2012 doorway. And it looks to me as though, even though we're just really at the beginning of this year, I am experiencing personally huge openings into cosmic states that I haven't been able to reach before now. And I'm seeing my students begin to do that too. And so whether the actual date of the winter solstice at the end of the year is going to open those doorways the way they did at the harmonic convergence, we should all try and be as ready as possible for that experience, in just in case it really does happen the same way. It was amazing. People who hadn't been on a spiritual path even also had doorways opening and powerful experiences. And many of my students today actually had their first taste of spirituality at the harmonic convergence. And it turned them into spiritual seekers. It was so powerful. And this event, I believe, at the end of this year, and maybe for several days, there will be a beautiful opening of consciousness for everybody, or certainly those that prepare themselves. So my philosophy for the last 2 years has been finding ways to help my students prepare themselves to receive the same kind of blockbuster transformation that I myself went through. And I really would say that my enlightenment came in about 6 months after that harmonic convergence, and that I believe that the opening that I had happened at the harmonic convergence contributed hugely to my awakening. So that's my story. That's the short version.
And then let me just ask you this question before I have one for Brad. From everything that you're saying, would you suggest that the best practical way to get ready for December 21st, 2012 is to do self-inquiry and a lot of meditation so we can experience maybe an experience, not necessarily a blockbuster experience like you've had?
At the beginning of it, yes. I would say you nailed it, Natalie. Thank you.
Okay.
Exactly that. Mm.
Excellent. So at least I know I'm doing most of the work. We'll see whether I'll have a blockbuster experience. There's so much information about 2012. And Brett, you just mentioned something during the break about teachings that you and Leslie have done together for a long time regarding 2012. And you wanted to share that with everybody listening.
Yes, yes. We're in the next couple of days or so, we're going to put on our website a free download, including Leslie's full written story about her experience that she just described. And also, we've taught classes on this subject before with lots of amazing information that we couldn't discuss today due to lack of time. So that'll be included in the free download as well. So I recommend, you know, if this subject interests people, they should just get that download.
Fred, how will it be before that appears on the website? A couple days?
We're doing it as quickly as we can. We're hoping in the next couple of days.
Okay, perfect.
And that would be under, of course, the webpage, www.corelight.org, and then free downloads?
It's under resources, and under resources is free downloads.
Excellent. So I hope everybody's going to go there, because I know I will be waiting for it. We're running out of time, so I need to thank you both, Leslie and Brad, for being here today. I'm sorry we didn't have more time, because I know that there's so much more to discuss today. I hope that everybody will, of course, join you either on Facebook or check out the magnificent offerings that you have, and not just the upcoming 2012 free download, but all the free information that you have, because you give away a lot of important free information, ranging from meditations to some articles to excerpts from the book Marriage of Spirit, and I know I'm extremely grateful for all of those. So thank you so much, Leslie. Thank you, Brad. It's been a pleasure today.
It's been a great pleasure for us, too. Yes.
And I want to thank everybody for listening in today. Again, much more information, just check out corelight.org. You can also get in touch with Leslie or Brad through me. You all know my website is healingisis.com or, of course, on Facebook, Natalie. And I invite you to join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time as I will welcome Mary and Nalini McNabb from the Delphic Wave or BeHeartSpace.com. I'm sure that'll be another exciting show, but there's much more to come. So I'm wishing everybody an exciting 2012, at least for now, and definitely a fun January. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week, and I will see you here again next time.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingISIS.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.